Masechet Avot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Mishnah says, Hu Haya Omer, Hillel would say, Negad Shema, Avad Shema, somebody whose name is widely known, he has a tremendous amount of power and authority, that type of person, once his name becomes known, is also his name is going to be lost. In other words, he'll die before his time. When a person has such power and authority, usually he's going to become somebody who's haughty, somebody who's arrogant, and he's going to use his power incorrectly and is going to lead to his death. So power and a popular name, pirsum, is a negative thing, and therefore that person is going to, lo alenu, pass away before the proper time. Udelamosif yasif, somebody who doesn't increase his learning of Torah is going to lose his knowledge of it. Torah study is not something that once I know it, I retain it and I remember it, but if I don't continuously try and sharpen my mind and learn more Torah and add to it, then the Torah that I already have in my mind is going to be lost. Udelayalif ketala hayab, but somebody who doesn't learn Torah at all is deserving of death. The human being, Bnei Israel, are the only people in the world who are commanded to learn Torah. The whole world was created for the purposes of Talmud Torah. So if a person doesn't take advantage of this privilege, of the gift that Hashem gave him, doesn't deserve to exist. So therefore, this person is ketala hayav, he's deserving of death. This person is worse than the person who doesn't continue to learn. The original person we mentioned has Torah knowledge and he maybe got lazy, but he did learn at some point. But this person who doesn't study Torah at all, he just focused on Olam Hazeh, he really is not taking advantage of the purpose of life, and therefore there's no purpose in his life. Udi ishtamesh betaga halaf, somebody who uses the crown of Torah for his own glory, for his own gain, is going to pass away. The crown of Torah is somebody who worked very hard at Torah, and they have a tremendous amount of Torah knowledge, but they're taking the status that they have as a Talmid Hacham and using it improperly to gain be'olam hazeh in this world, so they'll also die. In a way, they're going to die early and they'll pass away before their proper time.